What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about the economic news here. And, you know, the environmentalists and the green people are getting upset because as the oil shortage and gas shortage and diesel shortage continues to rise, many nations are turning back to coal. They're restarting the coal-fired power plants. And so everybody's screaming about these emissions. You know, we'd reduced emissions since 2005, and it's all coming back now, and it's all the fault of Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that Germany has declared a gas crisis. Okay, they just don't have enough to run their country, and the souring relations with Russia are not going to help that. Meanwhile, the G7 leaders, including Joe Biden, have pledged $600 billion, a little more than half a trillion, to a new global infrastructure project to counter China's Belt and Road. And once again, they're playing catch-up here because China's Belt and Road project is well along, and parts of it are already in service. They don't want to deal with China. They want their own here. And Biden has committed $200 billion of your tax money to this global infrastructure plan. And so we'll see what happens on that one. Meanwhile, China has established a liquidity agreement with the Bank of International Settlements. This is putting further downward pressure on the U.S. dollar. And you know, China is an example of a country that's often falsely associated with opposition to globalism. And no, they're going to do what's in their own best interest to do, as most really would. Meanwhile, Senator Warren, the same one who was out there saying that, you know, we've never allowed states to decide their own rights here, is out there now insisting that writing off all the student loans will not make inflation worse, that the money will just come from someplace and all these student loans will be paid off and all these students will presumably vote Democratic in the midterm elections and it won't cause any inflationary pressure. You know, she wouldn't lie to you. She's, you know, a politician here. This one is a little bit troubling, and it's an article that came out of Zero Hedge talking about a new bill, House Resolution 2543, that would expand the Federal Reserve's existing dual mandate of maintaining price stability and full employment to include promoting racial and economic justice in borrowing, housing, and lending. And if the bill is passed, the Fed would now have the authority for maintaining racial equity, which could create a two-tier economy, one for white people and another for non-white people. And what they're really talking about here is a centrally managed economy managed by the government, the same system that broke the Soviet Union. But hey, we're America. We can make it work no matter how many times it's failed before. Okay, now Joe Biden, the man who accidentally left all those weapons in Afghanistan, has signed into law that major federal gun reform, and he basically condemned the Supreme Court expanding firearm owners' rights. Excuse me there. Oh, my goodness. And the law includes provisions to assist states in keeping guns out of the hands of those regarded a danger to themselves or others. And states have already done that. If you go and you fill out an application for a gun permit, there's a little box there. Are you on antidepressants? And if you check that yes, you don't get your gun permit. So, you know, the states are perfectly capable of taking care of this themselves here. But Biden's a gun grabber. He's always been a gun grabber. And right now the government is very much afraid of an armed American people who are becoming disenfranchised with our political system. You know, our government's not afraid of the criminals. They're not afraid of the coyotes coming across the border. They're not afraid of the drug dealers. They're afraid of ordinary, law-abiding citizens. Okay. Now then, okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good day to you. And, Mike. Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is, first off, I don't know if you saw the video of Pig Pelosi pushing the little Hispanic girl.
And now, yeah, I thought that was really tacky.
Yeah, well, they're here in the South Florida newspapers are calling Pelosi racist and all this. I really find it ironic. It's unbelievable they're calling her a racist, basically, here in the Hispanic newspapers here and on the news.
Even now, she was just trying to upstage the little girl. Because the little girl certainly looks a lot prettier than Nancy Pelosi.
You're absolutely right, Mike, 100%. But also I want to mention this now. 3 days from now, well, actually, Mike, Friday. Friday, Ron DeSantis is basically telling all these illegals, if you're caught in the state of Florida, you will be deported out of here to Delaware. Mike, every Republican governor should follow his lead.
I agree.
I think DeSantis will be president in 2028. I really believe that. I think the people are going to wake up. I think Trump may get a second term. It's dependable because Trump is going out there basically saying the right thing, and he's keeping Ivanka and that Jared Kushner imbecile schmuck, Ivanka, out of his picture because he realized how they stabbed him in the back. But we'll see how this plays out, Mike. Now, and I really believe DeSantis will be the man, 28. I know, Mike, you haven't talked a whole lot about this Andrew Gillum with the 21 indictments against him. He was almost the governor here. He almost became the governor of the state of Florida, Mike. We would not be talking about deporting illegal aliens. We'd be bringing them by the hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw the news today, Mike. The Republican Party has outnumbered registered voters by 1.5 million. In the state of Florida, it's close to 420,000 more registered voters switching parties to the Republicans. So I think that's wonderful news. You know, these demon rats, the deviant party, I call them the deviants, what they're doing in abortion is the most filthiest thing I ever saw in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why don't they just abort themselves? If they want abortion so bad, why don't they just go jump in on an incinerator or something, kill themselves, and jump on a car on the highway and kill themselves? I mean, if they want a little
bit... Well, my favorite suggestion is to find a tall building and jump off and aim for a banker on the way down.
Well, I like that suggestion. That's great, Mike. But if you lump that scenario, they might think you're talking about like ISIS throwing you know, people off a building. So that's why I say just jump in front of a semi. I mean, that might be quicker for them. But here's the problem too, Mike. What's facing California? You know, this guy Newsom's going to be running for the Democratic Party, Mike. They're already prepping this imbecile because bumbling buffoon is not going to run again. And they're going to put this guy Newsom as their candidate. You mark my words, it's going to be Newsom. And like I told you, Mike, they're going to pull out the kitchen sink to stop Trump, but Newsom was going to lose to Trump. That's my opinion, because this guy's a total nitwit imbecile. He's a nephew of Nancy Pigs Pelosi. That's going to be exposed, and all the filthy money those criminals got. And, Mike, you know, let's talk about one more thing, and I know you got callers, but I'm going to talk about this for maybe a couple minutes, or a minute, Mike. How about these rich billionaires? I don't care if they're Zog, I don't care if they're Catholic, I don't Baptist, whatever. Why don't they support all these women who want abortion? They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on election, Mike. You had Zuckerberg spend $130 million to take down Trump, Bloomberg, Steyer, all these Zog. Why don't they pay for all these white, black women, Hispanic women have abortions? What the hell? They want to cut the Bill Gates wants to cut the population down so bad. Take a couple billion, Billy Boy, and pay for all these abortions these women want. Billy Boy Gates wants to buy up all the farmland. That criminal, who's the biggest criminal of all, my book, one of them, him and Soros, who should be arrested. We should march up 100,000 men, Northern European men, go to his compound, wherever he's at, and have him arrested. Citizens arrest the man. But 200,000 men, 300,000 men need to be arrested for the criminal activities perpetrated on the United States and the hatred he has for Northern white Christian males. The hatred that Soros has and a lot of these Zog have for northern white majority, Mike, Christian males of this country. We are the majority. We're not the minority. We should be dictating, not the minority. The asphalt should not be telling the gasoline what to do. That's my opinion, and that's how I stand on it, Mike. Now, I want to say this, Mike. Illegal immigration. Did you see the figures today, Mike, on Breitbart?
No, I did not, but I can imagine they're pretty bad.
It's 1.9 million, Mike. I'm going to repeat, 1.9 million is reported on Breitbart. So, Mike, this is an invasion. They all should be deported out of here, go to South America where they speak the language. They need to get, we need to grow some balls, because it seems like some of these white women in Congress have more balls than the men. Romney's a flunky. He's a flake, fruit flake. And this guy, he's such a liar, this a hypocrite, Romney. And, Mike, I'll never forget what he did with that election when he was running to go against Obama with Louis Farrakhan. I'll never forgive him for that. Never. He should be arrested for his filthy lie. When they had Jimmy Carter's nephew taking pictures about whatever he was saying on the speech, and this guy had an opportunity to buy pictures of Obama with Farrakhan and all these other militant hugging each other. Romney would do that. This guy, Romney's a flake. But anyway, Mike, now, immigration. California, Mike, 14 million illegals. Ron DeSantis and all the red states are going to tell them, you know what, we're going to ship all these illegals out. They're going right to Delaware, ship them over to New York. I would say take every illegal, if they could switch California back the way the majority when it was the land of milk and honey, take every illegal out of there, ship them right into New York, and then that'll be the end of the story. You don't get those electoral votes back. You got to start thinking about the electoral college, because we can never allow that to go down. If they do, it will be all-out civil war. I really believe that. So the electoral college has never got to be touched with. Founding fathers knew exactly what they were doing with the Electoral College. What we need to do is cleanse California of all these illegals they got over there, ship them into New York. You can put them in Delaware, Maryland, whatever, and that's how we end this story. And, Mike, I really believe, I talked to my nephew up in Illinois. He's saying that state's turning red now. I think that state's ready to turn red here.
Well, we were reporting earlier in the show about how Democratic voters are re-registering Republican all across the country.
Yes, believe it or not, my nephew told me his wife, who voted Democrat, she's switching parties. So now, you know, we're seeing a big sea change here. Let's just hope this continues on. And, you know, I would like for the guy from New Jersey to give a call in and report to me how good Biden's doing as a president. I'd like to know one thing that he would think that Biden's doing good as a president. So I can't name one. The imbecile can't even ride a bike. I mean, this is an embarrassment, Mike. The whole country's embarrassed. I believe China, like I said, Mike, I'm still waiting for the next 2-3 weeks. I'm praying. I hope, Mike, I'm wrong, that China doesn't invade Taiwan. I really do. I pray that maybe I'm just nuts and it won't happen. But if it does, Mike, I believe that's what ended the world economy. I believe the economy will be 10 times worse than it is right now. I think it's utter depressional disaster. I think we're going to
a lot of people agree with you. You know, I get a lot of emails from people saying, you know, we're headed into a full-blown depression now.
Yeah, Mike, and, you know, I got to tell you, here in South Florida, you got to remember, Mike, we've allowed all these different ethnic groups to come to this country. By the way, look what happened in South Africa with all the drug, what happened over there, 22 kids died at a nightclub that were, like, 13 years old, 15 years old, whatever. But, yeah, Mike, we're becoming a third-world country. We're importing a third-world nation into our country. And, Mike, these people are not coming here to compliment, Mike. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the Bill of Rights. They don't care about the Founding Fathers. They look at them as a bunch of white-skinned men who are evil. But they all want to come here because they want money, money, money. Dinero, dinero, dinero. They don't give a damn, Mike. They had nothing. 90%, 99% of the people that come from these third-world countries, Mike, never owned a car. 90% of them never could throw a chicken in a pot. Maybe in South America, yes, but I'm talking Central America and Mexico. I don't know how Mexico is, but I know Cuba. I know so many third-world countries. It's even really tough right now in Puerto Rico, Mike. Even though Puerto Rico's part of the United States, it's very tough over there with gas. It's off the chain. I have a Puerto Rican friend that tells me it's very hard to live in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
It's not easy. It's, the corruption in Puerto Rico is off the charts. But, yeah, Mike, I really believe that this country is on the precipice of all-out disaster if China invades Taiwan. I believe it's over. I really do. I think it's annihilation time. And this Kim Jong-un and North Korea is acting crazy again, talking to Biden's like a chicken, muck, muck, and he's ready to, you know, launch nuclear strike, or who knows what this guy could end up doing, a little rocket man. I mean, at least when Trump was in there, he kept him in check. I believe this guy could go rogue at any time. And, Mike, we're facing a disaster. We're bumbling buffoonery. The guy's weak as hell. He looks like a joke. He walks like a duck with something stuck up him. I mean, it doesn't look good, Mike. It doesn't look good. It's a bad look for this country. You got the communist Kamala Harris. Now they're all after her about what the Supreme Court did.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, I'll leave it at that. And so what the Supreme Court did was phenomenal. I'm so happy it happened because, I believe the baby's heartbeat starts at 10 days, Mike. These scientists and all that know there's a heartbeat in that little body, that little embryo. They know the heart's clicking. Actually, it starts right at the conception of the blue spark, they call it, the miracle of life. But
yes.
These people all want abortion, Mike. I say let them all kill themselves. If they want to abort, why didn't you abort yourself? You want to be in the world population. What is this about? World population? So Bill Gates gets his way? Bill Gates is a criminal, Mike. He's a deviant, just like the rest of those Democrats. He's deviant as hell. It's sort of Democratic Party. They stand for destruction and corruption and every other dang thing you can think of. They're deviants. That's all I can say, Mike. They're wicked. And that's all I'll leave it at that. So have a great day. Have a great show. I know you got a lot of great callers coming up. So, yeah, Mike, let's pray for the best, but be prepared for the worst because that's my all motto. And my father told me that when I was a little boy. Always hope for the best, be prepared for the worst. Because, Mike,
yeah,
right now, the way this country's going, it's not looking good.
No, it is not.
Well, have a great day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, sir. Here we have open lines 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Yes. Good afternoon. So they repealed Roe versus Wade. Is that, do I have that correct?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Now, do you think the net effect of that will be to lower the number of abortions, or will there be any change in that?
I think it may lower the number of abortions, but not by that much because, again, all this repeal did was return to the states the right to set their own policy. And there are already states out there saying, we're going to have unlimited abortion. Just come on up here, spend your tourism dollars and your abortion dollars here. And, you've got companies lining up to pay for the travel costs. So I don't think it's going to have that much of an effect. And the part that's missing from this discussion, though, is responsible birth control. And, the pro-abortion people are out there saying, well, there's rape and there's incest. Those are very, very minor contributors to unwanted pregnancies. Most abortions, 96% of abortions, are all about convenience. The woman doesn't want to be bothered with the child. She doesn't like the father. She doesn't want to give up her life of travel and vacation. And again, you wouldn't even be facing that moral dilemma if you just remember to have some birth control with you.
Right. But my question is am I to understand that they repealed this Roe versus Wade because of some pang of their Christian conscience? That couldn't be true, could it?
No, actually, ever since Roe versus Wade was passed, there was a question of whether the Supreme Court really had that jurisdiction to take that choice away from the states. And if you read the actual decision, all they're saying is, this is a states' rights issue, and we're going to let the states decide. And some states are tightening up their restrictions on abortion, like the Texas heartbeat bill. And other states like California, it's a wide open season on the unborn.
So we're not sure at this time whether there'll be a net decrease or what.
No, we don't know. I mean, history will solve that mystery. I think there will be a decrease. I think you're going to start seeing women and men be a little more responsible for their sexuality and use birth control rather than get involved in this whole abortion situation.
Right. Well, anyway, I just thought I have an idea about what this might be about, but at this point it's speculation, so I'll just wait till I hear more.
All right, well, thank you very much. And we have to take a break for our commercials. We've got callers on the line. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Sammy in Las Vegas. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's everything?
Well, you know, it's getting along.
My God, I haven't called you for a couple years. The reason I'm calling, I wish the RBN listeners would go to DavidIke.com. He put out a video. It's only about 30 minutes, but it's called The Rockefellers. You guys need to check this out, man. He explains everything. The Rockefeller Foundation was created in 1913. He gave the property for them to build the UN. He started the UN. He switched from our natural medicine to his medicines made from oil, and started the American Medical Association. He started the World Health Organization. These guys were so into genetics.
Mm-hmm.
They actually worked with Hitler. Bill Gates' father was the creator of Planned Parenthood, him and Margaret Sanger.
Sanger.
The Rockefeller Foundation funded that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Mike, this is a whole lot bigger than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Believe me, this is worldwide. They've got us by the short hairs, really. Yeah, watch this and somebody come back tomorrow and tell me what you think. But another thing, Mike, that really upset me, I like you. I think you're a hell of a nice guy. I was driving to L.A. Over the weekend, and I'm flipping through stations, and I go to RBN. On one of your stations, Mike, they were in there beating you to death, man. One guy's going, yeah, that Mike Rivero, he's a go-along-to-get-along cult. He talks all day about the vaccine, but he was the first in line to get one. He's into this, Donald Trump. And, Mike, I actually can kind of understand. I understand your situation, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're there in the middle of the cornfields with about 1,000 people that live around you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to say bad things, if you were to say bad things about Donald Trump, you would never be invited to another picnic. I know that. You know that. So you've got to play this role. But, Mike, you're losing a lot of listeners. I'm serious.
I'm afraid you're misreading the situation. I mean, at my age, I really don't care, what people think of me or my opinions. You're going to get my best opinion. And, the vaccines are dangerous. I did get one under coercion and have regretted it ever since. I was poking fun at my family, which includes some medical professionals, and they've had all the shots and the boosters, and they've all had COVID multiple times. And Claire and I had the one Johnson & Johnson shot, and we've never come down with COVID.
But the thing is, Mike, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I loathe both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. Please don't think the Republicans are going to help you. Look what they did. They're both controlled by the same organization. But look what the Republicans did on this vote. Guys that weren't going to run again. Mitch McConnell, yeah, you guys go vote for it. We'll pass it, and you don't have nothing to worry about. You'll get a good job later. Mike, the Republican Party is not our friend. And you know what the funniest thing
well,
is?
Well, I don't think any politicians are our friend. I mean, that's the big illusion.
I know, but you keep talking like the Democrats are the devil and the Republicans are God. I wish you would slow down with that a little bit. It's starting to get cartoonish. I'm serious. And I'm not saying that to put you down. I'm saying that to try to help be your producer. If you can understand that, I think you'll get more listeners, and RBN will too.
Well, we'll take it under advisement, and, thank you very much for the input there. My interest going into 2024 is to undo the damage caused by a stolen election, and I don't think you need to be part of any party affiliation to understand that if we don't have honest, verifiable elections, we don't have a country anymore. We have a government that will do whatever they want with us because they can. And that is a situation I would very much like to avoid. But as far people on other shows that are cutting me down, at this point, I don't care.
But Mike, we got to take into consideration, did you see that the Prince of Saudi Arabia, along Jared Kushner, $2 million, no interest to start a hedge fund. How do you think they did that? He was feeding those guys stuff the whole time. And look what happened.
Oh, there's no question. Absolutely no question. The Biden family's corrupt. Anyway, Sammy, we got to take a break for commercials, and thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roe v. Wade is gone, and I believe it was the progressives' fault. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. I believe abortion is murder, but I didn't say much about it until New York and Virginia started to allow abortion up to the moment of birth. It was those laws that got me involved in politics. Those two states inspired me to write my first book. If abortion had stayed safe, legal, and rare, many people would have just gone along to get along. If abortion had stayed restricted to the first trimester before viability, I would have remained silent. The fact is that less than 8% of abortions are performed because of rape, fetal health, or maternal health. Over 92% are done because the woman doesn't want a child for whatever reason. The progressive push for ever-expanding abortion access woke people like me up. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Posham Parabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, I wasn't going to call until Tom brought up something. I just had to throw my 2 cents in. I think that they're going to pick John Kerry for the Democratic candidate. And he was one of the four people who was involved in their kids being involved in Ukraine. Biden, Pelosi, Romney, and Kerry.
Yes.
Oh, Biden made him special envoy for climate change. So he's all over the world shaking leaders' hands. Even though the UN itself, when they came up with this idea of global warming, there was only one person who believed it and pushed it and pushed it, and he won. So here we have all of this crap. And this diesel thing, okay, it puts out too much CO2. They're not going to tell you that. You cannot ever forget about climate change, even though the Bible says they cursed God and it got hotter and hotter. Oh, well. And another thing makes me think that they won't carry is back in the day, when the Swift Boat Captains bit the command book against John Kerry because he got Purple Heart for getting shot in the butt.
Yeah.
The young Turk, Zeke, whatever his name is, Zeke, he was so mad. I mean, he almost turned purple. That book is a lie. And I'm thinking, well, she wants Kerry, too. And that looks like that's the way it's going. So I hate to, get, I didn't get this from God, but when I heard Tom talking about it, I thought, I better put all these facts out there, you know, that it may not even be that they want to starve us with the trucks. It might be that they just want to drag that out on you, that it's too much CO2.
Contrary to the propaganda, CO2 is not a toxic pollutant. It is, in fact, essential for the growing of plants, including food crops. And right now, considering the shortage of fertilizer that the farmers are dealing with, a little more CO2 might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, I know. But it's all planned, you know. I just thought I'd throw that out there for Tom or whoever. Sorry, lost my voice, too. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, about my grandson's in the backyard. I'm yelling, that's good. About CO2, ask yourself why commercial greenhouses inject CO2 into their operations. It promotes rapid plant growth.
Yes, it does.
It absolutely does. And the large commercial greenhouses you see use CO2 injection to promote plant growth. There are a couple of things I want to talk about. One, the liberals who are having conniption fits now about the Supreme Court's decision to, quote, overturn Roe versus Wade have nobody but themselves to blame. And like my father used to say, you didn't know when to say enough is enough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they didn't know when to, they kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and now we have discussions about people advocating for abortion up to the moment of birth, and even for killing children up to a week or 2 weeks after they had been born. This is what happens when people absolutely lose control of themselves. This is what liberals have done. They have pushed too far.
They really have here, and you know, it was only a month ago they were insisting that you couldn't tell what a woman was anyway.
Well, yeah, now they all seem to know what a woman is. Is that funny?
Yeah.
anyway, my father knew the former governor of Louisiana, Edwin Edwards, very well. He ended up in the state in a federal prison for 10 years. Edwards claimed that I'll end up in jail as if I'm caught in bed with a dead boy or a live girl. Well, he ended up in jail for 10 years, all right? And like my father told me one day, Edwin didn't know when to say enough is enough, period.
Yeah.
Right, the last thing I want to point out here is about Pat and her comments Friday about medical powers of attorney. I sent you that email over the weekend, and I want to point out, Pat, you need to look at this. Go to Section 313 of the Revised Statutes of Texas, Chapter 324, which states specifically, which lays out who has power of attorney. And it states specifically that in the absence of a specifically written power of attorney, that the people who have that authority for someone, an incapacitated individual, are one, the patient's spouse. And that's exactly that's right out of the statute. Two, an adult child of the patient who has the waiver and consent of all of the qualified adult children of the patient to act as a sole decision maker. Think of it this way. The state of Texas is not dumb enough to think that you're going to send somebody into the hospital and have somebody unrelated to the family who doesn't understand the needs of the family and the interest of the individual who is in the hospital and who can't speak for himself to make decisions on behalf of the family. That responsibility devolves specifically upon one, the patient's spouse.
Okay.
Now, the individual in the hospital who might be incapacitated can decide before he or she becomes incapacitated to write an to assign a power of attorney to someone other than the spouse for various reasons. For example, there may be very complicated business reasons, and in that case, then that responsibility would go to an attorney or to a business partner or someone else closely associated with that individual. But that has to be done beforehand.
Yes.
That's specifically spelled out in the statute. Otherwise, if it's not there, if the individual, male or female, is in a hospital and he's incapacitated, she's incapacitated, the spouse has that authority, period. Pat has simply just misread whatever was out there. And what bothers me about this is that Pat, as well-meaning as she is, puts out stuff like that, and people hear it, and they run around and thinking, oh, my God, the state of Texas doesn't have protections for the family. No, the state of Texas does. It's specifically spelled out in that statute. Go to it. I sent the link to you.
I did see it over the weekend.
Yeah, it's right there, and I don't think we really gain anything by misreading the statute and claiming that there is no protection for family members, that someone needs to have a power of attorney specifically. No, you don't need to have a power of attorney if you're in a relationship with your spouse. Your spouse, you're not separated. That spouse has that power of attorney. Period. Unless otherwise spelled out by the statute. So, Pat, I love you, but you need to read the statute carefully before you make such statements as you did last Friday. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you for the clarification. I mean, that's certainly in line with my understanding. In Claire, in my case, we have appointed each other as power of attorney for medical decisions, and that sort of makes it convenient there. Anyway, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm looking at a story in the CBC. It's called Canada's COVID-19 Response Better Than Many Comparable Countries. Study finds. This study is by the Canadian Medical Association Journal.
Okay.
So, tax-funded.
Yes.
Anyway, something in here, in August 27, 2021, Justin Trudeau's Twitter account put out this: vaccines are the best way to finish the fight against COVID-19. That's why we will make vaccines mandatory for anyone boarding a plane or a train or any federally regulated worker, a person. This is how we will keep everyone, including our kids, safe and healthy. August 27th, 2021. A couple of days ago, June 24th, 2022. No government, politician, or man should tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body. I want women in Canada to know that we will always choose to stand up for your right to choose.
So basically, you can go to Canada to get an abortion, but you better get a COVID vaccine before you cross that border.
You got it, Mike.
Okay.
So, the same person saying those two statements 1 year apart actually floors me, because they're either entirely full of bovine excrement, or they're a complete and utter, unqualified, incompetent idiot. Maybe both are true.
Yeah, I would say I would go with both.
Yeah, it's not A or B, it's both. It's C. C is both. Usually, you know, in these multiple choice questions, Mike, when you know, D is all of the above, the answer is usually all of the above.
Yeah, generally, yes.
Right? I don't know about your country, but up here in Canada, like any government tests, they're all multiple choice, right?
Yeah.
They give you the answer, basically. But a couple of the answers, questions might be ambiguous, and so it could be like A and C or whatever. It could be both of them. But not just one, and so you'll never get 100% on a government exam. that goes to show you how like backwards this stuff is. It's brutal. But anyways, so with this COVID-19 thing, what they fail to remember, Mike, is now look at us. Now look at what's happened.
Yeah.
You paid people to sit at home. You created hundreds of billions in the country I live in, hundreds of billions out of thin air, and you gave it to people to do absolutely nothing with. Nothing was made. Nothing of value was created. And look at the mess that you made of everything. Because now you got a bunch of lazy, fat, stupid people and a whole whack of debt, and hyperinflation is right around the corner. The same thing happened in your country.
Yes, it did.
Right?
Yep.
Every country that responded to this the same way that the governments, if in fact they're the ones that are pulling the strings, responded, have the exact same problem. Identical.
Yes.
And it burns my behind that on the tax-funded CBC, I would find this garbage posted. Because it's sickening. It makes me sick to my stomach. We did the exact wrong thing in this country. And that's why most of the people that died were over the age of 70, because they lived in these long-term care homes. And they are filthy, filthy cesspools because they're privatized. And people would rather make a buck than make sure that people are treated, you know, as humanely as possible. It's sad. It's actually sad, Mike. I don't know what people... What's wrong with people? I don't know.
Well, I think we're proving the old adage that the lust for money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. The hand that gives is always above the hand that takes. I appreciate your time. Have a good one, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let Tom in Florida come back on. He's got a follow-up issue on John Kerry. So, Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'll make it real brief, but here's what's on my mind. So Pat, I like Pat, but has to understand, this guy already ran for president. He lost to Bush. He's not going to get no backing. His real name is Jonah Kahn. The father's committed suicide. They're going to bring all that dirt up again. Jonah Kahn's not going to run for president. Pat, so relax on that one. It's going to be probably Newsom. More likely, it's going to be Newsom. He'll get back into these billionaire vlog because he's going to get the electoral college votes in California. Now, going back to what Al, I'd like to ask Al a question. Maybe he can respond tomorrow. I'd like to ask Al what he thinks about what happened to Justin Bieber. Did he take a shot and now his face is paralyzed? Could that be from his face? And another thing, Mike, I forgot to mention to you that was reported. The illegal aliens that are coming in here, I found out, Mike, listen to this, Mike. I don't know if you can believe this figure. They're using 390 million gallons of water a year when you have this many people, fresh water. They're using all this fresh water because, remember, they were in their countries in Central America and Mexico. Now they're coming to the United States. They're using hundreds of millions of gallons of water. We're not counting about the toilet paper that's going into the raw sewage. I mean, this is crazy in itself, Mike, by bringing this massive amount of people in this quickly of a time. For the raw sewage and the water that they're going to consume, and it's just going to be horrifying for this country. Environmentally, Mike, we're going to be a disaster in 10 years. Now, and going
you
back
know,
to
we're
past,
we're seeing all these stories about Lake Mead is at its lowest level in decades here, and it's only 150 feet left before it's considered a dead pond. And nobody talks about the fact that all of these illegal immigrants coming into California have been using up the water, and the infrastructure has not been increased to handle this new demand.
Well, Mike, they're stealing the Mexican government has been stealing water out of Colorado River for years and years and years. How many years has it been that you've been stealing or ripping our taxpayers off for the Colorado River water? It's horrifying. We've got a bunch of lily-white chicken hawks in Washington allowing the invasion of our country, Mike. Now, and going back to Pat with Kerry. Yeah, Kerry is a big BSer, just like this Blumenthal said. He went to Vietnam, and he's still a senator, Mike. This guy, Dickhead Blumenthal, is still elected in his state, knowing he's a filthy, perpetrated liar, telling everybody in his state what a war hero he was. He was in Vietnam. I tell you, my oldest brother liked to punch him right in his jaw. I talked to my oldest brother about it. He's 79 years old, my oldest brother. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's getting the hell out of there. He's actually moving up to Sedona. But, yeah, Mike, this is crazy what's going on. And Pat's wrong. I don't believe they're the demon rats or that damn dumb. I think they're going to put Newsom as their bet with it could be Kamala, the commie Harris, but I doubt it because her poll numbers, Michael, what, at 7%?
Yeah, 7%? She didn't do good in the 2020 election. She's not doing good now here. You know, there's another thing about John Kerry. There was a video done about him when John Kerry came to town, basically talking about how he made his money, which was by buying companies, stripping them of the assets, laying everybody off, and selling the remainder. And, they had all these interviews, people who lost their jobs. Anyway, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a break with commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and Pat in Fort Worth has called back in with a response to Kelly. So, Pat, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know who Kelly is. He may be a lawyer who works for Texas Health, loans about 300 and something offices and hospitals, and you can't find a doctor not connected with them around here. So I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him before. But
well, he calls into the show on a regular basis.
Kelly from Austin?
Yeah.
I never hear him. I've never heard him. You know what he does?
I know he's got a scientific background, and you know, he does seem to be knowledgeable about the healthcare industry. But I think his primary job is he's a geologist.
Oh well, yeah, okay. Well, anyway, one of the things that make me think about what's his name there, Terry. He married the Heinz ketchup industry, right?
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay. Nobody will give up that stock, even though it's fallen like mad. And lately I noticed that, Kraft macaroni and cheese has come out with something new. Yeah, because everybody in the world's making it, and they can't compete with their high prices, you know? And it's just stuff like that, you know? Why don't they get rid of that? The Wall Street Journal said it years ago. The stock's falling. Why doesn't it, you know, there's competition out here. Heinz is the only ketchup there is. And, you know, it's America. So, but they're holding on. And I guess they, well, I don't know. I just think that I know medicine, and I know what they did to, they took a veteran that we know, and they literally bled that man to death because he didn't have anybody that they could call first of kin. They took over. Two doctors literally said it. I stood there myself. I'm a medical professional. I even had my medical uniforms on standing there. But they didn't mind. They knew that they could do what they wanted to. So his caretaker quickly tried to fill out the forms, and before she could get them filled out, he just bled to death because they put him on dialysis instead of trying to fix him. And then I saw it. And then people saying this about nursing homes. Oh, no. They're not nursing homes that are killing those people. They call them,
the third leading cause of death in America is medical mistake. And we know that the VA has had a bad reputation of not taking good care of our military veterans over the last several years. I mean, between paperwork snafus and the failure to modernize, it's a hot button issue, and it should be.
Well, people need to know what's going on out there, because I talked to doctors at the VA in the middle of the night when they were so busy, and they admitted to me that this is true. They know that you have to have a medical power of attorney. And they went on so far as to tell me because of the...
Okay, well, Pat, I'm sorry we are at the end of the show. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody donating to RBN to keep us on the air through these difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.